I never forgot when our kids were little, and now that we've got grandkids, I'm still hearing the question, why? Why? You give an answer, and what do you hear? But why? This is Reason Why with Alec McClelland, and I'm John Gager. Alec kind of starts out cute, but that stage can't go on forever.
John, we've been talking about epistemology, the branch of philosophy that relates to knowledge and belief. For every person who hears the gospel and says, I believe, someone else stands back and says, but why?
Yeah.
And those who constantly reject belief on the basis we can never know enough, well, they fall into what's called skepticism.
Now, skepticism, of course, has been around for a long time.
John, it's been around from the very beginning, but it was developed as a philosophy by the Greeks in the 3rd and 4th century BC. While the word means to examine, the conclusion is that truth is just out of reach.
So it's easy to see this coming into conflict with the Christian worldview then.
The Bible's clear that knowledge of God is available, is within reach. Mm. We have more than enough reasons to believe in him. Every belief requires a step of faith, but biblical faith is not blind, it's reasonable. Initially, someone may choose to be skeptical about Christianity, that's okay, but skepticism should never become a lifestyle, to the point where we question everything, refuse to believe anything.
Yeah, but it's safer. It avoids stepping out. It avoids going out on a limb.
John, that's a great way to put it, because we ought to be careful about stepping out on a limb until we're confident the limb can support us. So we test it. We consider reasons to believe, but this ought not to go on forever.
Right.
Sooner or later, skeptics need to take a step in the right direction. I encourage them maybe with these words, hey, maybe it's time to be skeptical about your skepticism.
A good word from Alec McClelland. Ultimate truth for ordinary people. That's Reason Why. We encourage you to visit the website, reasonwhy.org. That's reasonwhy.org.